Now, you're welcome back to part three of Religion Matters. That was The Promise from Secret Garden. And if you want to get in touch now that we're back after our short break, religionmatterskfm@gmail.com will get us on email, and you can tweet us at religionmatterskfm and also find us on Facebook. Now, my final guest this morning is Father Robert McCabe, and Father Robert was on with us a few weeks ago. He's a priest from the Diocese of Meath, and at that time we were chatting about the Pray for Peace initiative, and there's another initiative coming up that I just felt it deserved some airtime and deserved a mention. Father Robert, you're very welcome to Religion Matters.
Brenda, good morning. Good morning to your listeners.
Thanks for coming back to us so soon. And so obviously when I was chatting to you, I think it was in July, we were talking about the Prayers for Peace initiative, and I think we've all watched in horror as if things could possibly get worse, they have gotten an awful lot worse. And I obviously don't want to get into the politics of it, but I suppose there's an onus on all of us as Christians. I suppose there's a frustration amongst a lot of us as Christians that what can we do? We feel helpless. And you've come up with something very, very practical in which people can show their solidarity. Tell us a little bit about what's planned.
Brenda, I'm inviting parishes to consider walking to Mass on one of the Sundays, or walking to church. It's not just specifically aimed at Catholics, because Christians have been in this part of the world, in Iraq and in Syria. Christians, certainly Damascus, we had Christians from the time of St. Paul, before St. Patrick came to Ireland. 200 years before then, there was a Christian community in Iraq. And it's certainly, we can't remain silent. We have to do something. We have to pray. But we also have to try to get into the hearts of families and Irish parishes what is happening, and get them to imagine in some little way what it must be like to be told, we're gathering in 2 days' time. We're gathering in our parish church. We'll say one final prayer together. We might light a candle together. And we're all walking together out of our town, because it's not safe for us any longer.
Yeah, and with the way things are at the moment, it's not as if you have to leave, evacuate for a certain amount of time. This is really it would appear to a lot of people who are leaving and saying their final prayers in the local churches that they may never be able to return.
Well, the month of September at the moment, we've got people all getting back into their normal September cycle of getting back to school and the normal rhythm of things. In Iraq, schools closed at the end of June. They were hoping they could open in September. Now, instead, the school teachers, the children, the people who, the older senior citizens who would have greeted children on the way to school, all of this group have upped and had to move away. And they don't know when they will get back, or even if it will ever be safe for them to go back to their communities. So by inviting people to walk to church and to walk as a community, I hope that it might get people aware in Ireland of what it might be like if you were told next week we're gathering and we're on the move. You can just carry what you can carry.
Yeah.
You have to walk as slowly as the slowest member of your community, which will probably be a grandparent who might have needed a lot of persuasion to move house and to move to a different town, because they don't know where they will sleep. They mightn't have relations in that place. And it might be a way of expressing some solidarity with people whom we don't know about. We don't know their names. And many people, I find, are filtering the images that they want their children to see even.
Yeah, well, I suppose we can't blame them for that. And I mean, I'm almost at saturation point as well in terms of what I'm able to see. And,
yeah,
you know, you hear people saying this phrase, like, I've just seen something online that I can never unsee, and that will stay. It burns into your eyes and into your heart and into your mind forever. And I mean, the horrors, it's very difficult to imagine how one human being can do what is being done to another human being. And I myself am trying to imagine what it would be like if someone knocked on my door and said to myself, my husband and two kids, you've got 24 hours to get out. And you know what it's like if you're even trying to, as a family myself, and you know what it's like if you're trying to make travel arrangements to go anywhere,
exactly.
even with yourself to worry about, like the detail and the, you know, where's the passport and where's all this stuff. But imagine trying to pack up a life in 24 hours and to leave with your kids and potentially have to leave animals and pets and all that sort of stuff behind.
Leave your crops. You're after farming your crops. You're after building your new house. Perhaps you've just been married. You've been saving for your house. And it's this human story, this is exactly what I'm trying to get people to explore.
Yeah.
Because the images are so extreme and so violent, people turn off from them. Mm. Or because the images are not human. The stories are not coming up. The human family story is not coming to us. We're not hearing that story. So hopefully this walk to church and walk home safely to your own house again, that you might appreciate this ability of being able to walk home again. And hopefully people might keep in their prayers people who don't have a fridge any longer, people who have to queue in a long queue for food, for toilets, who have to sleep in a huge hall with 400, 500 other people, and all of the inconvenience and trauma that they must be going through.
Yeah, I think it's a very powerful image of the walk in solidarity. Now, I know it's happening in places like Navan and Sligo, and it obviously it will take a while to filter into other parishes. But the hope would be that we Christians all over the country, all over Ireland, will at some point get an opportunity to walk in solidarity. And you have resources prepared that can people download those from somewhere?
Yeah, indeed. Their main resource is a poster inviting people. It might just be a small group, mm-hmm. or it might be a parish group, or it might be a school group, just to walk together, to gather in a place and to walk, and to walk home again. That the poster is available on Aid to the Church in Need website, which is acnireland.org. And there's different resources there for people to explore. And the main image on that poster is a cross, the penal cross, from our own time of persecution in our own country.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, obviously, I could be congratulating you about a wonderful idea in different circumstances. I mean, I think it's an idea to be commended, and I hope as many people as possible get involved in it. And hopefully we will see some light for the suffering of people in the not too distant future. Father Robert McCabe, thank you, as always, for joining us on Religion Matters.
Thank you, Brenda.